Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on Roheim, R-O-H-E-I-M, Selby, S-E-L-B-Y. As per the record, supplied Roheim Selby was seen at the emergency room at 4-12-12, period. He indicated he was at work and fell a couple of feet in an attempt to land on his right foot. His foot landed on a pallet. It then went in between the slots of the pallet. Apparently he also wears an ankle bracelet monitoring device, which caused him to turn his ankle in a funny position. Apparently he complains of 10/10, sharp pain at the distal end of the fibula. Apparently there were no other injuries to report. Apparently x-ray revealed a fracture of the posterior distal fibula, comma minimal displacement, comma with no angulation. Apparently he was given an adequate amount of padding to deal with his ankle bracelet and then immobilized using a posterior splint of orthoglass. Period. He had a visit on 4/15/22 with Dr. Johnson, period. He offered a diagnosis of comminuted lateral malleolar fracture with mild narrowing at the lateral joint line with loss of complete symmetry on the mortise, period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period 4/22/22, surgery was done to be inserted here. Period paragraph, he saw Dr. Johnson again on 5/6/22. Period, he was ambulating with the boot and a knee scooter. Comma, taking gabapentin, comma, ibuprofen and Advil for pain. Period, he was doing relatively well. Period, he had not required narcotic analgesia in some time. Period, he was able to tolerate. Scratch that. His incision was assessed and found to be intact. Period. He followed up through 8/8/22 when he saw Dr. Johnson a final time. Period. X-rays were noted. Period. Dr. Johnson's final diagnosis was status post open reduction internal fixation right ankle with some residual stiffness and swelling consistent with injury. But he was still wearing a boot intermittently. But he was advised to wean from the boot and weight bear is tolerated. But an independent exercise program was also given. But the patient expressed that he wanted to return to work in 1 month. Period. Dr. Johnson cleared him to return to work with no restrictions at that time. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 4/12/12, Roheim Selby injured his foot / ankle at work when he stepped in between the slats of a pallet. But he was seen at the emergency room the same day and found to have a fracture. Period. Interestingly, he was wearing an ankle monitoring bracelet at the time. Period. This was padded generously, and he was placed in a splint. Period. He was non-weight-bearing for a period of time. Period. He had surgery on 4/22/22 to be inserted here. Period, he followed up with Dr. Johnson postoperatively. Period, the claimant seemed to utilize his boot. And non-weight-bearing status beyond that which was recommended. Barrett, he himself requested a return to work a month from Dr. Johnson's visit on 8-8-22. Barrett, on that visit, there was no distinct physical examination. Documented. Period. Actually, go back to the beginning of this section where I talk about him going to the emergency room. The ankle bracelet was cut off by the emergency room nurse, primarily because of the swelling to the distal right lower leg. Period. Range of motion was decreased by the amount of pain the patient has. Period. And then go down a little bit to the visit of 8-8-22. Period. The patient declined formal physical therapy. Period. He was instructed to weight bear as tolerated and gradually resume activities as tolerated. Period. New paragraph. This case will be rated using the 6th edition for an ankle fracture treated surgically with a very good functional result. Period. His physical findings were not well documented, so cannot be considered for adjustment to any significant degree. Pretty was noted to have residual stiffness and swelling at the end of his care, but this was not quantified. Period. End.